Okay, today we're going to be continuing our discussion of Hanan Bishar Isurim. And to very briefly summarize, last time we began discussing the Gemara and Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. And Rashi told us that Efshel Sochto Aser means that a Chaticha once Aser remains Aser. Efshel Sochto Mutter means that even though a chaticha has become aser by being balei iser, if the iser is nischat, then it would become mutter again. And what does chanan mean? Chanan means that the heter is nefach on the vela, and therefore it would aser b'mino b'mashehu. So, for example, if you had some chalav that fell onto basar, that chalav would turn into chalav nevela, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino is an iser mashahu, so the chalav would aser other chalav b'mashahu. That was the view of Rashi. Not everyone agrees. Not everyone agrees to that mahalich. And to appreciate some of the other mahalchim, let's just very briefly go back to the Mishnah and the Gemara. So the Mishnah on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph said, Tipas chalav shenafla l'chaticha. For now, we will not focus on the question of where the chaticha was. There's a machlokas rishonim. Was the chaticha michutz l'rotev or miktsaso b'toch harotev? We'll get to that another time. Im yesh ba b'no sein tam ba'oso chaticha. So then, aser. Nir sekadera im yesh ba b'no sein tam ba'oso sekadera aser. Okay, that's the Mishnah. And then Rav said on that Mishnah, or Rav said, not clear whether he's explaining the Mishnah or arguing with the Mishnah, Amar Rav, Kevan shenasan tam b'chaticha, chaticha atzma nases nevela, ve'os seres kol chaticha mipnei shehen mina. And the Gemara explains that's because Rav holds of Hanan and Efshel Softo Aser. In other words, number one, by holding Hanan, you need, let's say, shishim keneged the entire tarovis. And B, the basar and the chalav are considered an iser mashu to aser everything else. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Now, according to Rashi, Ramban, and others, Rav was going on the situation of the resh of the Mishnah. Meaning to say, Rav holds the following. If a tipas chalav falls on a chaticha, then that chaticha turns into a nevela, and that chaticha, which is now a nevela, has the koach lasor es kol hakadera because of the principle of min b'mino lo batil. Meaning to say that even though the tam chalav that was nivla in the chaticha is not necessarily nischat from the chaticha, the tam chalav remains absorbed inside the piece upon which it fell. Nevertheless, the chaticha will be pole tam basar. That piece, it will touch the piece next to it. Tam basar will leave. And because that tam basar is a nevela, so that will aser the rest of the pot because of min b'mino lo batel. That's the view of the Ramban. And that which the Seifa said, nira sakadera im yesh b'no sein tam b'osa kadera asura, that means that if you were mena'er immediately and there wasn't an opportunity for the tipas chalav to be no sein tam in the chaticha, you're mena'er immediately, so then the whole pot is mutter if there's enough to be mevatel that tipas chalav, and otherwise it's aser. So that's the Mishnah, that's the dinim of the Mishnah that come out from the Ramban and Rashi. Now, what's the idea then? The idea is that this is because Efshel Softo Aser. What does Efshel Softo Aser mean? Efshel Softo Aser means that the basar and the chalav have each turned into a nevela, such that even if they're totally isolated, even if the basar and the chalav become totally separate from each other, nevertheless they will retain the shem basar nevela, or the shem chalav nevela, and have the capacity to prohibit the rest of the pot based off of min b'mino lo batil. So the pshat is very good. The pshat is that... So Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos... And this is more elaborated upon in the Ramban and the Rashba's version of Tosfos, hold, no, that also in the Sefer Truma hold no, that even if we hold of Chanan, nevertheless, if the Basar and the Chalav were totally separated and isolated from each other, they no longer have the capacity to aser other things, and certainly not based off of the principle of min b'mino lo batel. Why is that? Tosfos develops a principle that he says in a number of places, on Daf Tzadi Vav, among others, that ein hanesar oser b'makom shahiser atzmo eino yochol eilech l'sham. So, for example, Tosfos proves this from the fact that there's such a concept of klipa. Even if you hold of Hanan by Shari Surim, so let's say two hot pieces of meat touch each other. One is nevela and one shchuta. So the kosher meat only becomes aser kedei klipa or kedei netila, assuming it's not shamein, mikra hadin. So the question is why? Well, the first layer becomes a nevela, and the first layer will be no same time to the second layer, and the third layer and the fourth layer. It's true that the nevela itself can't get past the first layer, but the heter that's turned into a nevela can. So if you hold of Hanan, there should be no such thing as a klipa. Tosfos answers no, that since the iser itself can't go further than a klipa or a netila, so Hanan doesn't allow the heter to aser further than a klipa or a netila. Another place Tosfos later on proves a similar concept is from the principle of melicha. We mentioned this earlier. Let's say you salt meat to take out its blood. So the salt becomes melach shel nevela, because it has tam dam betocho, and that tam melach is nirgash in the whole chaticha. So if you truly, truly held of Hanan, meaning to say that you held that when Hanan takes place, it's kiilu, it's nevela mamish, it's like melach shel nevela, so then all meat would be usher, because you always taste the tam melach, and it's melach nevela, it should be usher. So Tosfos says, no, since the dam itself can't go that far, because it's been taken out of the piece through the blood, so the salt doesn't create the iser. That's Tosfos' principle. And likewise over here, it's true that when the piece of, the drop of milk landed on the piece of meat that's, let's say, on top of the whole, outside of the pot, on the top of the rest of the pieces. So it's true that tam basar will leave that piece, and that basar was hananified. But that tam basar can't aser the rest, because since the milk won't leave the top piece of meat, so memela, the tam basar that does leave the top piece of meat, won't aser the rest. That's the view of Tosfos. And therefore, Tosfos holds that the only way to aser the rest of the pot, even if you hold of hanan, and even if you hold of eshel esofto, mikra hadin, is if the first, the drop of milk asers the piece of meat that it lands on, turns into a nevela, and then you mix it up. So then, since the milk can be nischat, once it's mixed up in the rest of the kedera, so then the meat, which is nevela, also gets mixed up, and the rest of the pot's usher. But without nir v'kisui, if the piece of meat is on top of the pot, not on top, meaning outside of the pot, piled on top, so then it can't usher the rest. So this is the basic machlokas, how to learn the sugya. Again, according to the Ramban, even if you hold of Rav, even without mixing the pot, the rest of the pot becomes aser, because efshel esofto aser, the meat turns into meat shel nevela mamish, and it asers the rest. And according to Tosfos, no. Now Tosfos, Tosfos, as we said, brings Rios to a shita from the concept of klipa, or the concept of melicha. What are the other Rishonim going to do with those Rios? What's the Ramban or the Ran going to say? So you could have said, well, that's Shari Surim. Hanan by Shari Surim works differently than Hanan by Basar B'chalav, when it mamish turns into a nevela. But the Ran, and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, addresses these issues. He says, no, we can answer those questions. The Ran says that don't bring me a raya from the case of melach, from melicha, because there the salt burns up the blood, and therefore there's actually no blood left in the salt. So it's true you taste the tam of the salt, but there's no blood left. The dam is nisraf, the kala betocha melach legamrei. Oh. And what about the raya from tzli? So he says, well, since if you hold of Hanan by Shari Surim, The Ran holds, we'll see this a little later, but the Ran holds that if you hold of Chanan b'Shari Surin, it's only Midrabanan, and it's modeled after Basar B'Chalav. In other words, we treat Shari Surin like Basar B'Chalav. And since there's no such thing as a klipa for Basar B'Chalav Midoraisa, because Derech Bishal Asra Torah, so therefore they never instituted Chanan for klipa or Netila or the like. But fundamentally, he bites the bullet, right? He seems to deny the principle of Ein HaNesar. Okay. Now Tosus brings a raya for a shita from the Gemara in Kuf Chesam at base. The Gemara in Kuf Chesam at base says the following. The Gemara says, Mylonir Velokisa, Ile Melonir Klau Velokisa Klau Mivla Bala Mifla Lapala. The Gemara seems to say that if you didn't mix it at all, the rest of the pot could never become Aser. Because it's Bolea Chalav, but it's Mifla Lapala, it's not Polet Chalav. So that's a mefurish raya that Tosus is right. So the Ramban says, no, that line is said if you don't hold of Eshel Lesofto Aser. If you hold of Eshel Lesofto Mutter, so then the only way for the rest of the pot to become Aser is through stirring. But if you hold Eshel Lesofto Aser, then it won't. So again, this is the fundamental machlokas. So now, let's go back and try to understand what exactly does this mean. What does Eshel Lesofto Aser mean for the Ramban? So we already saw that Rashi seems to understand that the principle of Eshel Lesofto Aser is not limited to Basar B'Chalav. His formulation is that when Iser is Balua B'Tocha Heter, so then if you hold Eshel Lesofto Aser, that piece of Heter that was Bala Iser is never Chozer LeHeter. That's Rashi Shita. However, the Ramban says no. The Ramban, this is the Ramban from Sof HaMeseches, but it's printed in most of our Rambans on Kuf Chesam and Beis in Dibur Maschil nearly, that the whole machlokas of Eshel Lesofto Aser Mutter was only said by Basar B'Chalav and not Shari Surin. And the machlokas is not about whether we're going to matir that chaticha or say it's Aser forever. No, it could be actually that everybody agrees that a chaticha shebala Iser is Aser li'olam vad, even if you hold Eshel Lesofto Mutter. That's not the machlokas. The machlokas is not about the piece that was bole iser. So what is the machlokas? The machlokas is basically when you have a case of basar v'chalav, does the basar and the chalav turn into a true nevela? Or put differently, is it an iser machmas atzmo or not? The Ramban writes, Ela kolomar, afilu efshel l'chal l'sochto, v'sachateta oso l'gamre. If you hold efshel l'sochto aser, even if theoretically you totally extracted the Isser. There's no chalav left in here, 100% removed. Basar shebo kfarnase Isser, v'have le basar aser, voser b'mino b'mashu. Still, since it's turned into basar nevela, it will aser the rest of the basar b'mino. V'chein chalav. V'im tom efshel softo mutter, basar shebo heter hi. Heter hu gabe basar, v'chalav shebo legabe chalav. If you hold efshel softo mutter, so when they're together, they're aser. If they're separated, they go back to being mutter. If you hold efshel lesofto aser, so then the basar turned into basar nevela, the chalav turned into chalav nevela. So therefore, just to go back to the example in the Gemara, you have some chalav that falls onto a piece of meat. From that piece of meat, without stirring it, so no chalav is going to leave, because ein balua yote velo rotev, say, right? What will leave from that piece of meat? Tam basar. So that basar is Tom Basar Nevela, if you hold Eshel Lesofto Aser Memela, could Aser the rest of the pot, even without Nir V'Kisui. That is the Chiddush of Eshel Lesofto Aser. So if you hold all Eshel Lesofto Mutter, so then you're not going to say Chanan, because then we look at it as a Tarovis, a Visser V'Heter. But if you hold Eshel Lesofto Aser, so then we see it as one unit of Nevela and Memela, there is, we're going to say Chanan. So the Ramban writes, what's the reason for this? Vatam lezeh, meaning to say for the opinion that says Eshel Lesofto Aser, dekevan she'anu roim she'atorah aser basar b'chalav, mekevan she'nizbash luzeim zeh, nasa shneim iser, sharehu loka al chati zayis basar v'chati zayis chalav, she'aheter nasa iser, hilkach, afal pishe rabba alein basar, o she'bitel tam achalav legamrei, Aser liolam shavei nasu iser. What's the source? What's the reason why we say Eshel Lesofto Aser? Because the Torah said that basar, which is mutter, and chalav, which is mutter, when cooked together, turn into iser. And even if you have a half exas of chalav, a half exas of basar, you're loka. So that teaches me that they turn into nevela mamish. Now, according to this, we can understand why the Gemara only mentions the debate about Asher L'Softo, Asher and Mutter in the context of a sugya of Basar B'Chalav. We never mention the discussion of Asher L'Softo, Mutter, Asher L'Softo, Asher anywhere else. And the reason the Ramban would tell you is because it only exists, that debate only exists B'Nogeh L'Basar B'Chalav. But B'Shari Surin, it's Pashut that any Isser is an Isser Balua. It's not something that transforms it into something new. So, of course, B'Shari Surin, Asher L'Softo, Mutter. So, to summarize, according to the Ramban, Asher L'Softo Aser means that Basar B'Chalav is an Isser Machmas Atzmal. And the Basar and the Chalav are Kigufo Shel Isser. It's not just like something that was Boleya Isser, but it's Kigufo Shel Isser. Oh. Fine. Now, this would, as we said, explain Rashi's position. Rashi seems to learn, this is certainly the way the Rishonim learn Rashi. Rashi seems to learn that even if you don't mix the pot, right, so the rest of the pot becomes asr. So the Ramban and the Ran say, great, according to Amahalech, Rashi's view is very, very meduyuk. And Tosfos' kashas on Rashi are answered. The only problem is that's not how Rashi defined Asher L'Softo Asr, right? Because remember, Rashi defined Asher L'Softo Asr as in Nischat Ha'Isr, it remains asr, and Asher L'Softo Mutter means in this chata iser, it's mutter. According to the Ramban, that has nothing to do with Efshel Softo Asr and Efshel Softo Mutter. But the answer is no, you could still, the Ran is correct, that this Mahalich answers up Rashi, because Rashi will say this is Hanan. Rashi wouldn't call this what the Ramban is calling Efshel Softo Asr, Rashi would call Hanan. But according to Rashi, again, it's Meduyak, why if you hold of Hanan, as Rav holds of Hanan, the rest of the pot's going to be Asr. Even if you don't mix it. Oh. Now, the Ramban himself says that this principle of Eshel Softo Asr would never be said by Shari Surim. The Ran, who more or less adapts the Ramban's view, says we actually would say Hanan and Eshel Softo by Shari Surim, but it's not Mikar Adin, it's because they said midrabanan, we should treat basar b'chalav, we should treat shari surin as basar b'chalav. So hishvu kol yisurim lebasar b'chalav, and there at least as long as there is arvu derech bishul. Okay, yeah.
You mentioned that the way that the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ramban would answer Tosfos' raya from the Gemara later, is by saying that only the man the umar actually
right.
Sure, but the Gemara says that within Rabbi
Yehuda. No, so that's. The way it reads the Gemara, maybe it's a delo kepasha, but it goes like this. Veshul Softo Atzmo Tanahi, Detanya Tipas Chalav, Shenafla la Chaticha, Kevin Shnas Natan Bechaticha, Chaticha Atzmanas is Nevela, Boseres Kol Chaticha, Schulam Neshe, Mina, De Rebbe Yudav, Chamimom, Be Majitite, and Tan, Am Rebbe, da da da. So Milo Nir Velo Kisa, Ilom Lema, right, so Rebbe said, Nirin De Rebbe Yudav, Shalom Nir Velo Kisa. So if you say it means lo nir klav lo kisa klav, and you're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds, sorry, you're going to say that Rabbi holds Asher L'Softo Mutter, no, then it wouldn't make any sense because mivla bala miflat lo palat. Rather, that's the way he reads it. Lashon the Ramban is. Here. Lefikach ani omer, hahi pircha lemaide savrinan mikarahi, de lo salka daitin efshel l'softo aser. V'chol emas de lo neema efshel l'softo aser, y efshel lomar chaticha atzmanaz nevela, v'oseres kulan mipneshin mina. Ulefumai de kasalka daitach makshinan, ilo nier, velo kisa klau, mivla bala, hach, ubivade nesra miflat lo palta, chalav sheba, velama yasra cheros. Ve'ela lo nier, velo kisa betchil alabasof, habalaval, right? That's the way he's going to read the Gemara. But, you're right, I mean, the pashtas of the Gemara sounds like Tosfos, is why Tosfos thinks that that line is refutation to the alternative, to Rashi, to the alternative viewpoint. Okay. Oh. So now we're going to turn to the Rashba. The Rashba writes that both in Chidushim, on Kof Chasam Abayis, and Tar Sabayis, Arach, he quotes that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, we don't say Chanan or Afshel Asofto Ela Bebasar B'chalav. Okay? So according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, we're going to basically, just to jump ahead, today we're going to focus on the Sugya on Daf Kof Ches, which corresponds more to the Shulchan Aruch Kof Vav. And then on Wednesday, Be'ez Hashem, we'll focus on the Sugya Daf Kuf and Tosos there, which corresponds more to the Sugya, to the Shulchan Aruch Tzadi Beis. So the Rashba writes that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, we don't say Efshel Softo Aser or Chaticha Atmanas Nevela by Shari Surin. Why? Basically, like we've been saying, because Basar B'Chalav is an Iser Machmas Atzmo, the Basar and the Chalav are both Heter, and the Torah is Mechadish that they turn into Iser, so then it's possible to say Efshel Softo Aser, Chanan. But not by Shari Surin. By Shari Surin, there's no basis to say Efshel Softo Aser, and there's no basis to say Chanan, because all you have is Heter, Shabala, Iser. That's what the Rashba writes. Now, even though the Rashba writes that we don't, therefore, we don't say Efshel Softo Aser by Shari Surin, right? We don't say it. Nevertheless, the Rashba also writes that if a piece of heter was bolea iser and becomes aser because there's tam iser betocho, that piece of heter will never become mutter again. In other words, even if you hold efshel softo mutter, right, by shari sura, nobody holds efshel softo aser. Even if you hold, you don't hold the efshel softo aser, nevertheless, a potato that was bolea tam nevela, that potato will never be mutter again. And even if you cook that potato with 100 other potatoes, that potato that was bala iser remains aser liolam bad. Now this is very confusing, because that's what a number of Rishonim call efshel softo aser, right? Like Rashi and Tosos and Natur. They all hold that's efshel softo aser. The Rashba is saying, no, I think that by Shari Surin, fundamentally efshel softo mutter, but still, a chaticha shel heter shebala iser, that chaticha is omed b'isura liolam vaed. Now, it's very tricky, because that principle is sometimes called efshel softo aser. And you'll see sources, including the Gra in Tzadi and Kuf Vav Os Gimel, or the Shach and Kuf Vav Os Beis, that will refer to that as Efshel Softo Aser. In other words, they'll say, oh, the Rashba holds Efshel Softo Aser by Shari Surin. But what it means probably is not Efshel Softo Aser as defined by Rashba. It means Efshel Softo Aser as defined by the other Rishonim. Meaning to say, Rashi's definition of Efshel Softo Aser, that once a piece becomes Aser, it remains Aser. It's not going to become Mutter again. But it doesn't mean what the Rashba calls Efshel Softo Aser. So that's why it's very tricky, because we have these two definitions of Efshel Softo Aser, and a lot of times, even when discussing the Rashba, Rashi's definition is being used. And the truth is, even the Rashba himself uses that definition when quoting Tosfos, because that's Tosfos's view. He rejects it. But at one point, even the Rashba uses that Lashon. So a lot of times you'll see the Rishonim or the Achronim especially saying, oh, the Rashba holds Efshel Softo Aser by Shari Surin. That's true in the sense that the Rashba holds once a piece of Heter is Bolea Iser, it means Aser. But it's not because, it's not what the Gemara Daf Kuf Ches calls Efshel Softo Aser. Okay, so that's just to prevent confusion. Now, the Rashba says that, why is that true? Because it's absolutely impossible to say that Heter was Bolea, that was Bolea Iser, could once again become Mutter. De'im kein yesh hagala ba'ochlin. For example, the Ra'ah in the Bedek Abaya says that if you hold Efshel Softo Mutter, so then, again, if you had a potato that was Bolea Tam Nevela, and then you cooked it with other potatoes, so that potato would become Mutter again if there's Shishim, Kenegad the Nevela. So the Rashba and the Mishmer Sabai says, how could you say that? Im Kain, there's Hagala by Ochlin, and Lo Matzanu Hagala by Ochlin. We find that if a spoon becomes treif, you could kasher it. But we never find a concept that if food becomes treif, you could kasher it. And therefore, it must be wrong. So even if you hold Hefshel Sochto Mutter, it's impossible. Fundamentally, there can't be such a thing as Hagala Bochlin. We don't find it. The Torah, the Shas, the whole Gemara never says any eights of doing Hagala by Ochlin. So clearly, there's no such thing as Hagala Bochlin. And that's true, even Lamanda Amar Hefshel Sochto Mutter. Now, the problem with the Rashba, which gets makes the Rashba very tricky, is that the Rashba doesn't explain exactly why it is that when the potato becomes usser by being bolei tam nevela, can never become mutter again. Or, to put it a little differently, he does tell you why it's true, but he tells you two different reasons why it's true. And just to make it easier for you, in the koros that I handed out today, that I also emailed you last night, there's basically seemingly two different theories in the Rashba as to why it's true, and probably there's more than this, but there are three sources that I cite here for that sound like the first theory, that's on page one, and four places in the Rashba where it sounds like the second theory, those are on page two. So we'll look at some of these sources now, and we'll try to discuss how to resolve Shita Sarashba. So what are the two theories? First, we'll say them outside. The first theory is, the reason why if the potato is bolea nevela, it doesn't become mutter, again, even if you cook it with other potatoes, is because who knows that the tam nevela shabala left? Maybe there's still a tam nevela. In other words, I have a potato. The potato is bolea tam nevela. Why? Because it was cooked with nevela. Great. I take that potato out, and I drop it into another pot with hundreds of other potatoes, or hundreds of other things. It doesn't get mixed in with the potatoes. Hundreds of pieces of broccoli. Okay? So now, in theory, if I knew that there was, why is the potato asher? Because of tam kicker, because there's tam nevela betocho. So if I knew for sure that there wasn't any tam nevela in the potato anymore, it would be mutter again. Why not? We don't say hanan by shari surin. It would be mutter. But I can't be sure that the tam nevela has left the potato. Who knows? Maybe the tam nevela is still in the potato, even though it was cooked with hundreds and hundreds of pieces of broccoli. And that's because kalim and ochal are different. When it comes to kalim, I assume that whatever is nivla in the walls of the pot is niflat when I boil water inside of it. That's why kashering a kli works. Why could you do agala? The theory behind Hagala is, yes, it's true, my pot might be full of blio shalisser, but when I boil water in it, whatever blio shalisser are going to come out and go into the water. That's by pots. But food, the Rashba writes, is sticky. It holds on to that which has been absorbed into it. And I can't necessarily assume that which is absorbed into it, that tam, will necessarily leave. So therefore, even if I cook it with a lot of other things, it's going to remain asur. So that's the first, that's theory one of the Rashba. What's theory two of the Rashba? That's like a metzias chash. Theory two of the Rashba is not a metzias chash, it's a very lumdish of art. Theory two of the Rashba is something along the lines of kamdina. Even though we don't say chanan, however, once a piece of potato becomes asur because it has tam nevela in it, that potato remains asur li'olam va'ed. And even if I knew that the tam left, it doesn't matter, kamdina, this potato remains asur. So what's a nafkamina? A simple nafkamina would be, what if somebody tastes it? Let's say I have a potato that was bolea tam nevela, and I cook it with hundreds of pieces of broccoli. And according to the first pshat, I should be able to give a little piece of the potato to a guy. If the guy says there's no tam nevela, Gayim are believed, I should be able to eat the rest of the potato. According to the second shot, it doesn't matter. Because according to the second theory in the Rashba, the potato became Aser, and that status of Iser remains forever. Now, it's true, and this is a caveat in theory too, it's true that if I were to know for sure that there's zero nevela left in the potato, it too would become mutter. It too would become mutter. However, it's impossible to ever know that. It's impossible. And therefore, practically speaking, it will remain usher. And even if the guy tells me there's no tam nevela in this potato, that doesn't matter, because there might be a mashahu of nevela left in the potato, and as long as there's a mashahu left, it becomes usher. In other words, once a potato is bolea, tam, nevela, the potato remains usher until there's no longer nevela at all, until it's 100% free of nevela. And therefore, it's going to be usher practically forever, because you could never know that all of the tam, all the nevela left. Now, theoretically, there are cases where you could know something has been purified. For example, there's a principle we'll see later of ein balua yotze b'lo rotev. So let's say this potato that was bolea tam nevela touched another hot potato without rotev. So the tam potato will leave, but it's 100% pure tam potato. There'll be not even a mashahu of nevela that leaves, because ein balua yotze b'lo rotev, and therefore the potato won't be able to asher another potato. Not even a klipa, not even a mashahu. And theoretically, if I were to totally extract every mashahu of nevela from the potato would be mutter. Why? Because remember, we paskin efshel esofto mutter. Efshel esofto mutter means, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, that if theoretically you could extract all the isser shabo, it would still remain aser. That's efshel esofto aser. Efshel esofto mutter means no. If you could theoretically extract all the isser, it goes back to being mutter. That's what efshel esofto mutter means. Right, parenthetically, the lashon of efshel esofto aser and mutter is much more meduyak if you learn like the Ramban and the Rashba as opposed to Rashi. According to Rashi, it doesn't mean, it shouldn't say efshel esofto mutter, it should say imsachto mutter. And you see, lashon of Rashi in Kofches, he struggles with that. He shoves it in. According to the Ramban, it's meduyak. Efshel esofto aser. Theoretically, it was possible to be sochet all the isser, it would be mutter. That's efshel esofto mutter means. Efshel esofto aser is no, even if theoretically you were to extract all the isser, it would still remain aser. Since the Rashba says by Shari Su and Mipaskin efshel esofto mutter, so if you could theoretically extract all the isser, it would be mutter. That's true both according to theory one and theory two. But theory two says since practically it's impossible to know that you've taken everything out, there might always be a mashahu remaining. So therefore, lemaisa, it will be omeid b'isura li'olam vad. So the first nafkamina between theory one and theory two will be with respect to if a guy tastes it. Oh. Now you could try to get out of that nafkamina, because you could try to say, well, even theory one would not allow for timas kvela. Why? Because maybe once Isser is absorbed, it doesn't leave evenly. Meaning to say that we don't assume even distribution once something has been absorbed. So maybe the guy will taste one side of the potato, will say there's no tam nevela, but there'll be tam nevela on the other side of the potato. So the only way you could eat the potato is if the guy tasted the whole thing, in which case it's too late to eat the potato. So maybe you could get out of that raya, but the pashtus is that's a nafkamina. What would another nafkamina be? Yeah?
In general, the whole issue of kvela, though, we would allow it.
Why? Kvela is, we don't know if there was tam isser in the first place. Some nevela fell into this potato. I don't know if it's no sin tam or not. I asked the guy. If the guy says it's ain't no sin tam, it's mutter. Now, the Rashi was talking about a case where we knew there was no sin tam. The question is, did the tam leave? So theory one in the Rashba would say it's okay. Theory two is it wouldn't be okay. You could also try to get out of it and say a guy wouldn't believe because there's a cheska sisser. Again, for a technicality. Theoretically, if I knew there was no tam nevela anymore, it would be okay. But here, since I knew there was once a tam nevela cheska sisser, b'makom cheska sisser, we don't believe a guy. That goes back to the different theories in Sem and Sadi Ches. But so again, there are ways to get out of this nafkamina, so we'll give some other nafkaminas. But the pashup shot is that would be a nafkamina. Yeah?
According to the second shot, you could say there's the same ability. By Kalim, we know 100%
that. Yeah, so that's what you have to say. And the Rashba does seem to say, we'll get there. By Kalim, you'd have to say, according to the first theory, you could say, by Kalim, we assume even distribution, and by food, it's sticky. According to the second theory, you have to say, by Kalim, we know Kach, Amra, Taira, that everything leaves. Correct. Unless you said that this Kamdina theory isn't true for Kalim, but that's not actually the answer the Rashba gives. The Rashba asks that question, and he says that the difference between Kalim and Ochel is Metzias. If you wanted to see that Rashba, it's 2D. 2D on page 2. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that point. Is it shag? I'm not so good with Kamdina, but is it shag to say,
I made up the word Kamdina. Yeah.
Is it like a food to be usher, so it has a difference? If you have a sign,
correct.
Like, is there just
correct. Kamdina? Correct. You definitely could have made that fill up. I agree. Again, and that's what's so interesting, which is why the source 2D is important. Maybe you could say it sounds more like 1. Source D, 2D, first sounds like theory 1 in the Rashba, but then it sounds like theory 2 in the Rashba. You're right. In other words, if I were answering the question according to theory 2, I would have said it's not Shaya Kamdina by Caleb. But that's not actually the answer that the Rashba gives. It's a good point. Another Nafkamina that we'll encounter, there are others, but I'll just mention one other now and then more when we see them, is whether this halacha will apply to non-Isser. This is the following Shaila was posed to the Maharam Milublin. The tshuva is quoted by the Shach and the Taz and others. Let's say I went ahead and I have a fleishig onion. Okay? How do I know why is my onion fleishig? I cut it with a meat knife, let's say. Okay? And then I went ahead and I cooked that onion with hundreds of other things, with hundreds of potatoes and broccolis and the like. So now, can I go ahead and take that onion and put it in milchuk soup? So if you hold of theory 1 in the Rashba, that the reason for the Rashba is theory 1, it's going to be usher, because I don't know that the Tam Basar left that onion, right? Maybe the Tam Basar remained in the onion, and the fact that I cooked the onion with hundreds of other things doesn't necessarily tell me that the Tam Basar has left. Like we said, theory 1 holds that food is sticky, it retains its things that are absorbed into it, and therefore, at the very least, without tasting the onion, I couldn't put it into a milchik soup at that point. But if you hold of theory 2, so maybe we'll say no. If we hold of theory 2, that this lamda shavart of kamdina only applies for iser veheter, it doesn't apply for milchik and fleishik. There's no chalos. There's no such thing as kamdina to be bisari or chalavi. And therefore, the Maharam Milublin, actually seemingly accepting the second theory of the Rashba, says it's mutter. You don't even have to taste the onion. You could take that onion and throw it, that was cut with a fleishig knife, and throw it in your milchuk soup, because since it was cooked with a bunch of potatoes, you could be sure that there's no longer a tam basar in it, and it's mutter. So that's an acceptance of theory 2. Okay. Another, I guess I'll mention a couple other practical differences, would be if you're choshish for theory 1, you'll have to be choshish keneged kulo, right? Meaning to say, let's say again, I went ahead, a potato was cooked with nevela, it has tam nevela in it. Then it was cooked with hundreds of other pieces of broccoli. And now that potato goes ahead and falls into some second taroves, right? Third taroves, I suppose. Right? So now, the potato is a kazayas, so you have to be choshesh that there's a kazayas of iser here. According to the second theory, even though the potato is aser, it won't aser anything else. Whatever tam nevela that was there, except for maybe a mashu, left, went into the first pot. It doesn't taste like nevela anymore. It's aser because kamdina can never become mutter. Once it's aser, it stays aser. But it's never going to have the koch to aser anything else. So that would be another nafkamina between theory 1 and theory 2, right? According to theory 1, it will have the ability to asser other things. According to theory 2, it shouldn't have any ability to asser anything else. Okay, so there we have three nafkaminas. So now let's actually look at some of the sources in the Rashba. So theory 1 is on page, or the sources that sound like theory 1 are on page 1 of the sheets that I gave you. The first source is Rashba and Chulin Kuf Chesem at base. I'll read you where it's underlined. Hilkach ein lahatir chaticha rishona shebala iser, v'yesh batam iser. V'afilu hachi He vade pshita de'enu nasis nevela laso shar chatichos mishum min bimino. De'en tam heter sheba nasa nevela. Sounds like he's saying, page 1a, 1 aleph a, the right, top right of page 1. Did they come out funny? Okay. Okay, good. Good. So what does he say? He says, Hilkach, ein lahatir chaticha rishona, shebalis. You can't asher the potato that was boleya nevela. V'yesh batam iser. Sounds like there's the reason why you can't matir it is because there's tam iser shebal. Right? That's theory one. Theory one is the reason why the potato doesn't become matir is because it has tam nevela on it. In Torah Sabayis Aruch, it also sounds that way. At first, maybe you could say both ways. Lisha kvar nasra v'isra nivla b'tocha eno yotzi u'misari v'marote v'chatich shuter. It sounds like because it doesn't leave. V'eno doma l'machumetz meduma she'isra ba'atzmo chozer misari im haheter ha'miruba she'misari v'achshav v'yachal itstariv. Hilkach ein lahatir chatich harishona shebala iser v'yesh batam iser. Again, sounds like you can't be matir it because it has a tam iser in it. Now I should note, by the way, the following. We'll say one more source. We'll do 1C now. We won't read this inside. But this is the Mishmer Sabayis. And here the Rashba is explaining himself. And he compares this theory, his theory, to the Sugya of Chal. Now you remember the Sugya of Chal? Confusing Sugya. But the way the Rashba learned Chal is that what's the reason why the Kral asers the second Kedera, not just the first Kedera, is because we don't know how much Chalav left the first time, and maybe there's still Tam Chalav Shabbo, and therefore it has the ability to aser the next one, and we're going to say it's Oser Keneged Kulo because Minayadinan. Fine. That's the way the Rashba learns the Sugiv Kral. In which case, the comparison to Kral indicates that theory one. Theory one is that this potato remains aser because maybe there's still tam nevela betocho, just like chal, we're concerned. Maybe there's still tam chal of shabo. And in fact, if you look at the Taz at the beginning of Simon Kovav and the Gra over there, they tell you that the makor for the Rashba is the sugya of chal. How did the Rashba know this chiddush? So, in the Rashba himself, he doesn't tell you a makor except for maybe here. He seems to always tell you it's because ein hagala ba'ochlin. But the makor, according to the Mishmer Sabayis and the Tanz and the Gra, is Chal. Chal is understood by the Rashba, I should say, is the source for this theory. Now the Rashba says that there's an exception to this. Even though a chaticha shabala iser never is chozer leheter, however, when it comes to lach belach, the Rashba's makel. Why is that? In other words, let's say you have some orange juice that was balea iser, some dam fell into your orange juice, there wasn't shishim kenegdo, so it's aser, and then some more orange juice fell in. Oh, now there's shishim, it's going to be mutter, because we don't hold the chanan. Now, maybe we should say something that became aser will remain aser. No, the reason is because in this case, we know that there's no tam left in the orange juice. Since eventually there was shishim of the orange juice keneged the dam, there's going to be no tam dam. It's very simple to understand why the Rashba says this principle only applies to chaticha shabala iser as opposed to a taroves of lach v'lach. And again, pashtus according to this theory, kfela should work unless you say it doesn't leave evenly or cheskas iser. L'chora, according to this theory, tzarech l'shayer keneged kulo kishenafa l'kedera cheres, not just to be choshesh for the mashu betocho. And finally, according to this, there should be no difference. There should be no difference between a potato that was bolea iser and a potato that was bolea chalav or basar. It's this metzias chshash still exists. Yeah. Since by shari sun we hold actual sochto mutter, and we don't say Hanan. So therefore, if more orange juice was added, it's going to be mutter. You're right, if you hold of Hanan by Shari Surin, that wouldn't be true. But we don't hold of Hanan by Shari Surin. We don't hold of Eshul Asel to Aser by Shari Surin. I'm sorry? Only according to...
The word the Rashi says.
Oh, no, it's true. It's going to be true according to both theories. I'm just asking, why is it true according to theory one? When we do theory two, we'll ask, why is it true according to theory two? According to theory one, though, it's very easy to understand why it's true. It's because there's no time left, okay? At first glance, it's not clear why it would apply, why it would be true for theory two. Now, this has to be true for theory two, because the Rashba says it a dozen times. But we'll have to work a little harder to figure out why it's true for theory two. But why it's true for theory one is very simple. It's because there's no longer any time. Okay, so what about theory two? Where do we find theory two? So theory two, source 2a on page 2, the Torah of Bais HaKatzer sounds that way. Eina chaticha, meeting again from the bolded. Eina chaticha, you should take a look at, not just look at one sentence here, because you have to see the context, but for now. Eina chaticha ba'atzma chozeres la'tera, lefi she'isr sheba, eina nifla legamre minana, ve'eina nivla b'toch ha'sher she'gudera. Sounds like he's saying that the reason why the potato remains asr is because the isr she'b'toch ha'gudera did not leave entirely. There might not be a tom left, right? When you cook the potato shabala isser with hundreds of pieces of broccoli, it might be the case that there's no longer any tom nevela on the potato. But why does the potato become aser? Shelo niflat lefisha isser shabba eina niflat legamre mimena. Mashu remains, and as long as it mashu remains, so it's omei beisuro. Again, each of these rayos, I don't know if they're rayos she'ena la tshuva, but that's a simple reading of what we're calling here 2a. 2b is from the Mishmer Sabayis. Here, again, he's being docha, the shita, the rashba. He's saying, v'im kein, if you learn like the ra'ah, that eshel sof do mutter means that the piece is chozer leheter, matzinu hagalol ochlin, atmeha. Whoever heard of such a thing? Ela karchach, kevan shenasra, it sounds like we can never know that all of the Isser left. A mashu might remain, and that's why Ein Hagalah B'Ochlin. And Stam, the idea of Ein Hagalah B'Ochlin sounds this way, because if you hold of theory one, then you could have Hagalah B'Ochlin. It's true, you maybe you would require somebody to taste it, but at least theoretically you could have Hagalah B'Ochlin. But again, that's not mochrach. You could say in hagalah min ochlin, meaning practically there's no hagalah ochlin. The next source is a tshuvas harashba. This tshuvas harashba is interesting because usually we have three levels of dialogue. You have the rashba in the Torah Sabayis, the hasagos of the ra'ah in the Bedek Habayis, the response of the ra'ah in the Shmer Sabayis. So here in this tshuva we go two more levels because he's going to quote what the Ra'ah said back to him after he wrote the Mishmer Sabayis, and then his response to his response. So we have five levels of back and forth. So the Rashba here is discussing this issue. This Rashba appears in two places in Rashba, but it's basically the same thing. Again, that's why it's in a second theory. It sounds like it's never going to become mutter. Sheri atzma nesra bevade mach mash mashabala. So according to what he said previously, it would mean legamre. So then he says this chiluk, if it's lach belach, it's going to be okay. Share lo naser tavshil ze machmas bala, ela machmas taroves, meaning to say, like we said before, lach b'lach's okay. Now, why is lach b'lach okay according to theory two? Let's talk about that for a moment. Right? Again, according to theory one, we understood why the Rashba said this rule doesn't apply to lach b'lach. But why doesn't this rule apply for lach b'lach according to theory two? So, the answer, well, there's actually two answers you could give. If you take a look at the Taz in Sadi Beis, Sifkatan Tesvav, quoting the Marshal, the Rashba would agree that if lach b'lach was actually cooked together, we would say that. In other words, when was the Rashba Makel in the case that I told you before? Some blood falls into your orange juice and then you add more orange juice and you're mevatel the dam. Why is that? Because there's no blios, right? each one remains on its own, and so when you add more, it becomes mutter. That's the reason why lach b'lach is mutter according to theory two. But if you were to cook them together, you cooked your orange juice with blood, and then you added more orange juice, it would remain iser. Why? Because then the orange juice and the blood are bolea zemizeh, because when you have cooking, you have blios, and memela, the orange juice would not be chozer latero. So that could be the first answer. Why does the Rashba say lach b'lach is mutter? That's when it's not cooked together. And therefore, since there's no blios, there's no kamdina. Kamdina is only when they're bolea zemizeh, and therefore you have one integrated unit, and that one integrated unit is eno chozer latero, kolzman, that some mashu of iser remains. That's one answer. However, probably the more correct answer is that the Rashba holds that when you're talking about lach b'lach, there's never blios, even if they're actually cooked together. That's the Rashba in Chulin on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We cited it earlier. His Lashon is, there he's talking about Shuman and Dam Roschin. Lach b'lach lo bali me'adadi klal el bilbulein balbali. And the Ramban says the same thing over there. Also, the Shachan in Nekudas HaKesef on Taz Tzadi Beis Taz Zayin also seems to hold this way, that lach b'lach, there's no blios. And that's probably the reason why we don't say, according to theory two, we don't say this by lach b'lach, because there's never blios. Kamdina is only when there's a chalos on the chaticha shel heter, which remains usher, calls man that there's a mashu of iser. There's no chalos in lach b'lach because they're lo bali mehadade. Okay, so back to the Tshuva Sarashba. V'harei, Rabba Achshav Heter, Al Iser, V'dinza Noig Bein B'lach, Kigong Yain B'yain, Al Zobel Kigong Yain, Yana, fine, Shalono, da-da-da-da, Asu Zosef Heter, Harei Shbittel, skipping a little, Amarti, Imkein, Matzino Galub Oflin. Oh, So I in the Mishmar Sabayas, I disproved the Ra'ah, because I told the Ra'ah, if you think Efshel Softo Mutter means the piece itself that was Bala Isser's Chozer Laheter, Imkein Matzanu Agala Bochlen, V'amru Li Mishmo. So apparently what did the Ra'ah say back to the Rashba? So I heard in the name of the Ra'ah that he had the following response to what I said in the Mishmar Sabayas. In Achinami, im nasakein b'shogeg, aval lachatchila aser, l'fish ein mevadlan aser lachatchila. In Achinami, you could do hagala ba'oflin. What does it mean? Why when you look in Maseches Chulin, if you're allowed to do hagala ba'oflin, shouldn't it say you could do hagala ba'oflin? No, lachatchila you're not allowed to do hagala ba'oflin. In that sense, ein hagala ba'oflin meaning ein hagala lachatchila ba'oflin, because why ein mevadlan aser lachatchila? So the reason why if you have a potato shabala isser, you can't just put it in a boiling pot of water and then kasher it out, is because that would be bittul isser l'chatchila. That's why we don't find hagala b'oflin. But in a chanami, if you did it, if that potato shabala isser did fall into another pot full of hatter, so then taka, the potato would be mutter. So that's what they said back, what the Ra'ah answered to me. Amarti, so I said back, this is stage five, Zu kasha min avishona. This is even worse. Shein omrin ein mevatlan isser l'chatchila, ella k'shem mevatel ha'isser v'achlo. Aval lischot ha'isser lotzio mitoch ha'heter ein zem mevatel isser. Extracting isser that's absorbed isn't bittul isser l'chatchila. Otherwise, you'd never be able to kasher anything. So if it were true, if the Ra'ah was right, that the tam nevela could leave the potato, so then, it would be mutter taka to throw the potato into some water and extract it. That's not bittul isser l'chatchila, that's hagala. Fine. So the impression you get from this whole source, from this Tshuvas HaRashba, is that there's nothing you could do, absolutely nothing, to matir the nevela, to matir the potato. And in fact, I'm not 100% sure what line it's referring to, but there's a Tshuvas Rebbe Akiva Eger, we'll see it shortly, it's on your sources, it's us. Basically on page 3, but the Tshuva Rebbe Akiva Eger says, from this tshuva, you see black on white, that theory one is wrong and theory two is correct. He thinks the whole discussion, this tshuva is more mukhrach than all the other rayos, and theory one is wrong, theory two is correct. Kach mevuar from the shita. It's absolutely impossible to kasher. A mashu who's always going to remain. It's efshar lachzer lehetero. Fine. And finally, the source 2D is the Rashba and Chulin Kuf Chesma base. Again, here the Rashba is asking what's. He said that in Balua Yote Balo Rotev, by Kalim we don't say that. By Kalim, Balua Yote Balo Rotev, Lamashal. Let's say you took a hot piece of. A potato was Balea Nevela, right? And then that potato touched another hot potato. Both of them are hot. The heter remains heter, right? In Balua Yote Balo Rotev. But we know that's not true for a plate, let's say. If a plate was Balea Isser, right, and you put a hot potato on it, even though there's no Rotev, the potato becomes Usser. So what's the difference? So he says the difference is what we said before, that potato, that food is sticky, it retains that which is Balua Betocho, and therefore in Balua Yote Balua Rotev, but plates aren't sticky, so whatever is absorbed comes out. And he says, how do I know this is true? V'teda sheve yeshagal l'kelim, masha'en ken l'ochlin, v'chol zeh l'kalos pleitas in shokelim. So what's this goes back to your question, right? He says, what's the difference? Why is there hagala by kelim and not ochlin? It's a metzias difference, right? Because kelim are very easily polate that which is absorbed. So this actually, if he just said this line, I would say it sounds more like theory one. But then he continues, that's a different to me sounds more like theory two, not theory one. So maybe this source could go either way. The end sounds more like theory two, the beginning sounds more like theory one, but overall I think this sounds more like theory two. So basically, we have two theories in the Rashba. The Lashon of the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuvav sounds more like theory two, because when quoting the Rashba, they say, they cite the Lashon of the Tur by Isaac Kotzer, She'ein Isser Shebo Niflat Mimena Laganre. And just to clarify, even though I used the Lashon of Kamdina, it's not a true Kamdina, because like we said, even according to theory too, if you knew that the Isser left entirely, it's clear it would be Aser. It would be Chozer Letero. It's only Kamdina as long as the Mashu remains. So how do we resolve this Stira? So the Prima Gadim says we don't. It's a Stira. The Prima Gadim says that there's a Stira between the Rashma and Tarsa Bais Arach and Tarsa Bais HaKatzer, and he thinks the Nafkamina is kfela, and about halacha lemaisa we paskin like what the Rashba says in Tarsa Baisa Katzer, and therefore timas kfela won't work. The Beis Yosef in the beginning of Siman Kuvav, however, doesn't seem to think there's a stira. He asks, he first starts off assuming like theory one. He says, if so, why doesn't kfela work? And he seems to adopt something more along the lines of theory two. If you look at the Prima Gadim, Sifsei Das, Tzadi Beis Yud Aleph, he writes that according to what the Rashba says in Tarsa Baisa Katzer, the din, what we said before, it would only hold true if we're dealing with Isser, and therefore if a Chaticha was Bala Heter, his example is, it was Boleya Chametz Kodim Zman Isser, right? And then you put the, so potato was Boleya Chametz Kodim Zman Isser, and then the potato cooked with a bunch of other things, then that potato would be Chozer Leter. You could eat the potato before on Pesach. And the Prima Gadim in Simen Sadi Tes Sif Seidas Hey writes that the same thing is true for a vegetable, like we said before from the Maram Milublin, that the onion would be mutter that was cut with a fleishig, a knife could be put in a milchik pot. The Shach in Sadi Beis Chaf Gimel paskins that way, Lahakel. So does the Taz in Sadi Vav Hei. So does the Magen Avram in Taf Mem Zayin at the end of Sifkat and Lamed Ches. The Kreis Uplesi, though, Simin Sadi Dalet Sif Katan Vav, disagrees. He says, no, we have to be Choshish for theory one of the Rashba, and therefore the onion that was Balea Tambasar will never be permitted to put to cook with Tam Chalav, at least without tasting it. So, again, the first Mahalach is Taka Tastira in the Rashba. It's not the most appealing, because he says, like, both theories so many times. But that's what the Prima Gadim says. I saw that the Megillah Sefer in Simen Kuvav tries to claim that they are both true. The Rashba's Choshish for both. And that, L'chor, is the, also the view of Rabbi Akiva Eger in the Tshuva that's cited over here, that he's basically Choshish for both of them. So that means the following. First of all, we're Choshish that there's a tam that remains. So therefore, if the potato was Bolea Tam Nevela, and then the potato gets cooked with 100 pieces of broccoli, then that potato goes ahead and falls into some other heter, we're going to be Choshish that there's still a Tam Nevela in the potato, and it's going to Aser Keneged Kulo, like Din 1. Right? That was a case where, if you just held of Theory 2, it would be okay. So we're going to be Machmir in that case, based off of Theory 1. And the source of that is Chal. And Taka, if you tasted it in that case, and there was no Tam Nevela, couldn't Aser the rest. But it would still remain Aser, because Theory 2 is also true. That we also hold of Theory 2. The Rashba says both of them. So we have to assume that both are true. And therefore, Theory 2 would say that it still remains Aser, even though it has no capacity to Aser anything else. Now, the most difficult aspect of Theory 2 is Mehechatesi, right? Where did the Rashba get it from? Theory 1, I understand. First of all, it's a Metzias Chash. And anyway, we could say the source is Chal. But what's the basis of Theory 2? So it seems that the basis of Theory 2 is the Rashba source is Ein Hagala Bochlin, from the fact that if you look at Shas, Lo Matzanu Hagala Bochlin, it shows us that Theory 2 must be true. That would seem to be the source. Now the Pashup Shad is that Theory 2 is only Dirabanan. Right? If you don't hold of Hanan, and you don't hold, then how could Theory 2 possibly be Midiraisa? L'maisa, there's no Tam Nevela. How could you say it's Aser? And it's a Chumra Midirabanan, that's the Pashtus. And if you look at the Ber Heitev, that's what he writes. However, the Chavos Das argues it's Deraisa. And this is also, the Rav said this. It's said in the name of Revelvel. And the Pshat, if you want, it's in Shirei HaRav Simen Pei Beis. And the theory is that the reason why it's Deraisa is because of a very interesting theory. Lo Amrinan Bittel Ela Betchila Sataroves. So your opportunity for bittul passed. Since initially there wasn't bittul, because there was tam iser, so it becomes aser. And even though now there's no longer tam, well, the only way for this to become mutter is alidei bittul. And bittul is only betchilas ataroves. Now, problem is arvesle, where's the basis for that? So probably the basis for that type of thinking is a sugya that we'll get to a little later on, which tells us that we might only say Hanan, and we might even only say Bittol al yedei yediyah. It's a new way of looking at Bittol, which we'll get to later. But for now, that is the other theory. Now, the only issue with that theory is that if so, then why would we be makel by lach b'lach? Because for lach b'lach you need to say bittul, and we should say ein bittul ala b'tichilas hatarobes. In other words, take the example from the orange juice before. When the blood fell into the orange juice, so there's no bittul of the blood, because initially there's tam blood. So why, when you're mosif orange juice, does it become mutter? Ein bittul ala b'tichilas hatarobes. So I suppose what the Rav would say is, no, that's a new tarobes. As opposed to when we're talking about Isser Balua, where it's basically the same thing. It's the same chaticha. The fact that you were you put this potato with hundreds of other stuff, But the potato itself is still the same potato, shabal iser. And therefore would be aser. Oh. There's an interesting halacha l'maisa question. How do we paskin? So I saw the Chachmas Adam says like this. Let's say we're dealing with a situation of we paskin chanan by shari suur in Ashkenazim, but we're makel b'hefsin merubah if it's lach b'lach. On Wednesday we'll talk about why that might be. So let's say you had a situation of lach b'lach. So would you say after l'sof don't much, but anyway, dude. I don't remember. I have to remember what the Chachman Adam. Chachman Adam had a case where he said, well, you could be makel, but then he says in the end of the day, ah, but according to Chavos Das, since this principle that once it becomes aser, it never becomes mutter again, as it in deraisa, so you couldn't be makel, but makom hefsin meruba, and he leaves it, but tzarech iyun lamaisa, what to do. Okay. If you look at some of the sources, there seems to be a stira in their Havana of the Rashba. There's a stira in the Rashba, and there's a stira in the way they understand the Rashba, which might come from the stira in the Rashba. I'll just give you one example. There's some other examples. The one example I'm going to cite is the Taz. The Taz, at the beginning of Simen Kuf Vav, cites the Tur disagrees with this principle. The Tur cites the Rashba in Kuf Vav, and he says, I don't think it's right. Why should that be? The Tur says, he has a very interesting question. Why his question is a good question is a story for another time. But he says, Kevan sha'iser shebechaticha mispashit b'koach kedera, imkein te gama chaticha atzma mutaris. So the chaticha should become mutter again. And the Beis Yosef was tama on the Tur. The Beis Yosef said, what do you mean? Why are you so astounded, Tur? The Rashba simply based off of Chal. That's what we find by Chal. So the Taz is an Einfalt. He says, the Rashba and the Tur are Lashitasam by how they understand Chal. Because the Tur understands Chal like Tosfos, and the Rashba understands Chal like the Rashba. What does that mean? So we're not going to get into the details now. The truth is the way the Taz learned Tosfos also isn't so Pashat. But the way the Taz learns Tosfos on Sadi Zainu and Beis is as follows. Tosfos asks the following question. Why is the Chal Aser? After all, after the first time you cook the Chal with a bunch of other stuff, all the Chal of leaves, so why should it be Aser? And Tosus basically answers, you're right, it's only Aser if you hold after L'Softo Aser, or a special din by Chal. And that which the Gemara says at the end of the day, Asu K'chaticha D'Nevela, that's by Chal, which is Dumi D'Bas B'Chal, it's a special din. But that won't apply to Shari Surin. In other words, by Shari Surin, we're going to go like the Havamin of the Gemara by Chal, which is that when you cook it with other stuff, whatever was absorbed leaves, and therefore it's Chozer Latero. So if you learn the Sugya of Chal like Tosfos, then you have a Raya against the Rashba. The Tur learned the Sugya of Chal like Tosfos. So Mimela, the Tur thought that Chal was a Pircha on the Rashba. What did the Rashba think? The Rashba didn't learn like Tosfos. According to the Rashba, the whole pshat in the Sugya of Chal is we're choshish that something left, remained. Again, we won't go through the whole shakla v'tari over there, but the upshot of the Sugya is that we're always concerned that even if something has Isser in it, or something started with Isser in it, it's going to remain there. B'nesin astam. So the way the Rashba learned Chal, Chal is also a raya for him, at least if you hold of Theory 1. So if you read this Taz carefully, it's black on white, that the Taz holds that the reason for the Rashba is Theory 1, and that the source is Chal. I'll just read you one line, right? Shanu choshishin shalo palat kochalba b'kedera rishona kumo shakasa b'simen sadi v'im kein ein chilof ein bas b'chal l'shari suvin al karchach oser hachaticha atzma. So the Taz black on white learns that the reason for the Rashba's theory one, that's Nishar Nesinas Tam. However, the Taz in Sadi Vav Hey paskins that explicitly like theory two, because he's Mako by the onion, right? The onion is only that if the onion was cut with a fleshig knife, cooked with a bunch of parif, and then falls into milchiks, the onion itself is mutter. It's mutter to even put it in the milchiks. That makes sense only according to theory two. Also, the taz that we quoted just a bit ago, before, is mivuar like the theory two. That was the taz in Simon Sadi Beis, who quoted the Maharshal, that were makel by lach belach only when they're cold, not cooked. Which again makes sense only, that distinction only is necessary, only makes sense within theory two, not theory one. So I don't have an answer to that. Seems to me it's a stira in the taz. Obviously the taz didn't learn that these two dinim, he didn't learn the chakira like the way we're saying it. But I don't understand how he learned it. I don't understand the taz. Rabbi Akiva Eger over here, as I mentioned, like the Prima Gadim, thinks the case of the parev milchik fleshig onion is going to be a nafkamina, and therefore he says, well, you're right, if you hold of theory one, it will be mutter. I'm sorry, if you hold of theory two, it will be mutter. But he writes, Aval ma esa de lishna de harashba b'tshuva, v'chein de lishna ran perkal basar mashma lehedya, de'en yodim sh'nispashi de isa b'shava, de'efshar de harbe nishar b'tocho. And basically, sorry, I quoted Ruki Vigor incorrectly before, that the rashba and tshuva sounds like theory one. It's mivur like theory one, and therefore he doesn't know how you could be makel in this case. At least without te'ima. There's also some confusion within the view of the Ramban. What does the Ramban hold? On the one hand, the Ramban, and these are also in what I sent you, it starts on page 4 after the Tshuva Shubi Kiveger. The Ramban on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, where it's bolded, so sounds like again, not this is not in that stira. Sounds like he disagrees with the Rashba's theory that the piece itself could become remains usher forever. He writes, "Ve'alalonir v'kisa b'tchila ala basof ha'bala v'ha'palta no sin tam sheba." Here it sounds like he rejects the Rashba's whole theory. He learns that if you hold at least Eshel Esofto Mutter, right, it's going to be Chozer Lehetero entirely. However, the Rashban Kuf Ches Amud Beis says not that way. He says no. The whole Dion writes Ein Hakpada Lahatir Chaticha Ola Oser. Everybody agrees that once a Chaticha is Oser, it remains Oser forever. Also, the Rashban Chulin Kuf Ches Amud Beis thinks that the Ramban holds like him. So, l'chora, the Ramban does learn like the Rashba. And the first thing he says is not really a raya. He just meant theoretically it's mutter. And that's really what the Rashba writes in the name of the Ramban. Umanda amar mutter kasavar basar shebo heter gamarhu. Ve'eno oser basar achar b'mino. B'gam achalav shebo heter gamarhu. Ve'eno oser chalav achar b'mino. It's fundamentally, theoretically mutter. Just practically speaking, you can never eat it, because once it becomes aser, it remains aser. There is another theory in this sugya. Won't get into it now, but it's just a fascinating, just so you know. The Ra'an Bedek Abayas on Chesem at Beis says the opposite of everyone else. Everyone else, you know, says, for sure we say Hanan Bebas B'chalav, and the question is, do you say it by Shari Surin? He writes, no, it makes a lot more sense to say Hanan by Shari Surin than Basar B'chalav. And this is where he thinks that Efshel Esofto means it's actually mutter. And he writes, De Bishari Surin Ika Oser Vineser Dehainu Heter, Mikevan Shanivla Heter Mina Iser Roi Lomar Shekvar Neser Veinu Choser Letero, Vafilu Niflat Kol Iser Shabo, because that's Efshel Esofto Aser. Bishekvar Nivla Iser Begufo Vinasa Kol Kegofechad, Aval Bibasa Bechala, Shu Heter Beheter Vitzirufan Husha Osran. Efshar shem nispashe tzirufan b'chdei shenishar kol echad naki b'tchilaso shiyum mutarim. And he thinks that's why the Gemara only discusses Eshel Esofto by Basar B'chalav, not by Shari Surin. The same deal we had from the Ramban, but in a different knage. In other words, because for Shari Surin we surely hold of Eshel Esofto Aser. That's why there's no debate. The Ramban said, why is it that we don't mention Eshel Esofto Aser Mutter by Shari Surin, only by Basar B'chalav? Because for Shari Surin, for sure Eshel Esofto Mutter. He says, no, for Shari Surah and for Shari Shal Asachto Asar. So, not for now, but another interesting theory. The Tur, as we mentioned, rejects the Rashba, both in Sadi Beis and Kuvav. And the Bach over there in the Gra, in the Tzadi Beis, Sifkat and Gimel and Dalid, basically say that the machlokas of the Tur and the Rashba is if Efshel Asofto and Chanan are Tali Zebizah. So the Rashba holds are not Tali Zebizah. So even though we don't know till Chanan Bishari Surin, we hold of Efshel Asofto by Shari Surin, whereas the Tur holds are Tali Zebizah. And therefore, since Rabbeinu Ephraim is correct, we don't hold of Chanan by Shari Surin, and Mela, we also hold Efshel Asofto Mutter by Shari Surin. Again, the problem with that theory is, like we said before, that when the Rashba uses Efshel Asofto, he doesn't mean it that way. So I'm not exactly sure. In terms of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a stir as well. In Simen Sadi Beis, he's so same Lahaka, like the Tur. In Simen Kuvav, he's so same Lahachmir, like the Rashba. What's going on? So the Rama notes this stira, and he thinks that what he says in Kuvav is right, like the Rashba. The Shach in Sadi Beis answers that really the Mechaber Paskins like the Rashba. And that which he's megal on Simen Sadi Beis means it's not Isser Machmas Atzmo. It's only considered an Isser Balua. So if it was mixed with other pieces, it would be mutter, even if it's a Chaticha Uleskabe. Pretty dochak in the Lashon. The Baragola gives a different Yishuv in Simen Kuvav Oz Gimel. He says that the Mechaber on Sadi Beis is talking about the Dinde Oraisa. And in Kuvav, he's talking about the Lamaisa, the Dinde Rabbanan, and the Chumar the Rashba is just a Dinde Rabbanan. If you look at the Gra, Sadi Beis, Sifkat and Tezayin, he says, Inachanami, it's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch was Soser himself. How could he be Soser himself? It's very strange to, like, black on white be Soser himself. So, I don't know what to do with this, but the Gra elsewhere, the Gra in Orachayim, Taft Sadi Ches, Sifkat and Dalid writes, concerning a stira in the Shulchan Aruch regarding Safik Muksa, he writes, the Afshah Shulchan Aruch Soser Lemash Akasa V'Simen Tafkuf Tesvav Ein Bezek Klum Ki Yadua. So the Graz L'Shitaso, yes, it's a Stira, but Ein Bezek Klum Ki Yadua. The question is, what does the Graz mean? So sometimes you see the Graz not bothered by Stiros and Cheshbon, because he thinks that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins by bottom lines, as opposed to, and even though the Cheshbon would come out that there's a stira between two shitos, he's not bothered. That I could live with, but this is an outright stira. So I'm not sure what to do with it. I think maybe it sounds like the Gra just thinks the derech of the Shulchan Aruch is just to like quote shitos. That's what he says. You have to make sure you learn the Beis Yosef. You know how to pass in from the Shulchan Aruch. I saw that I don't know what to do with this either, but and Agav, if you look, there are a number of places where you see the Graz L'Shitaso in not trying to be Miyashev Shulchan Aruch, and let's say the Magen Avraham always argues, at least not always, a bunch of places. In one place you could see it in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, if you look, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Samach Beis as an example of that. But anyhow, so what's the pshat? So if you look at the Yad Malachi, in the Klali Shulchan Aruch, he quotes from earlier sources that Shefer Shulchan Aruch Chibru Marenu Rav Yosef Karo B'Sof Yamav U'mipnei Chushaso Nimtzu Bo Dvarim Rabim Shelo Dikdek Bahem V'chein B'Tshuvas Reb Shmuel Abu Hav. That's why there's Stiros in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure if that's what the Gram means. The Chida quotes that and gets very angry about it. Anyway, so that is the there's one other answer I'll mention. The Kresiu Plesi answers that Sadi Beis the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Min Bimino, and therefore it's Derabanan and he's Mekel, and Kuvav is Min Bishenu Mino, it's a Deraisa, therefore he's Machmir. Oh, that's where the Chachmas Adam is. Klal Nun Aleph Chav Daled says, therefore, Lach B'Lach Kigon Isa. If you come up with a case where it's only Derabanan, you could be Mako, and then he says, but the Chavos Tassis is Deraisa. Fine. One thing that I guess we didn't get to today, which we're not going to talk about, because we're going to do the sugya on Daf Kuf on Wednesday, is the Machlokas Ri and Rashbam, which we've referred to before, in terms of the nature of Hanan by Shari Surim, on the Tosas from Daf Kuf Chesam at base, but that's something that's important to know. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Bezras Hashem on Wednesday. For Wednesday's shiur, try very hard to make sure you're familiar with the details of Tosfos and Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. It's a hard Tosfos. Try to see also the way it's understood by the Rabbeinu, by the Rashman Tarsabayas. And if you'd like a challenge, what you should really do is that very, very long Taz in Simen Tzadi Beis, and the very, 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 very long Nekudas HaKasef in Rebuttal. And then if you really have extra time, look at the Prima Gadim on that Shach, and Rabbi Akiva Eger and Simen Kovav. For that, we'll see you on Wednesday. Bez Hashem. Thank you very much.
Do you have shiur the Monday after?